back. I am Ginger Lynn. You are listening to Blame It on Ginger with my beautiful, fabulous, amazing co-host,
Steve.
Stevie!
Rodel Grazie.
Just kidding.
And we've got...
Oh, Stevie!
Stevie, we don't know what you are here. You're just always here. We don't have, like, co-host. We don't have a title for you. We've just got... What are you? Stevie! He's just always here. Stevie used to be homeless. We picked him up.
Really?
In our white windowless van.
Yeah. She saved me from the streets. Ro came. I asked her nicely for a dollar. And she was like, you know, kid, I got this show I'm working on.
Yeah.
I think you should come take along. We got some water in the studio and we have snacks.
And snacks. You came for the snacks.
We've got red vines.
So sweet. Yeah. And then I came here and I just started.
He wears the same outfit every time.
I met you at the AVN or the Erotica LA show a couple of times. You were there. You took pictures of me.
I've let him stay at my house a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I've actually washed that shirt many times. Stevie's kind of a staple.
Wow. I need somebody to help me.
Yeah, we've got a Stevie. Well, we've got more people in the studio, so let's go around the room, see who else can help you. Mm-hmm. Now, Ari, who are you?
Hey, my name's Ari Manis, and I'm friends with Ro. Yeah.
Me too. Does she let you grab her tit like this?
She lets me, and I got too addicted to doing it. I had to cut myself off so I wouldn't do it.
I know. I've been so good for so long. I'm so sorry, Ro.
I said,
I am so sorry.
I thought this gig was at Hooters, not that my Hooters would be filled.
Hello. Ari made me do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ari,
I told you how good it was.
Look, I'm holding my fist now. I've been good for so long. I'm so sorry.
That
please.
Was the first grab.
Do you want to hit me?
No.
You can.
I'm not going to hit you.
Go ahead.
Hit her.
Right. Right here. Just a little smack.
Oh, wow.
I'm gentle. Look, I have bruises on me. That's why I'm not going to bruise anybody.
Well, then you should know how to do it a little harder.
Ooh.
No.
She won't do it.
I'm so never fucking you.
I know.
Anyway.
I'm gentle. I'm a gentle person.
Ari Mann is in studio with us right now, as well as Brad.
Brad Sachs is
Brad
my name. Yes.
Sachs, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you. How do you feel about hitting? Are you a passionate lover? Are you somebody that will like choke out your girl and smack her back when she goes out? Or
not really.
No. Just checking.
Man up, Brad.
No, yeah. That
Ari does.
Whatever she wants.
Ari, you and I later. I'm telling you.
You never done that, Brad?
I've never been into the rough.
But tell me you're into it now. Tell me you're into it now.
I
oh, like, you know what? No.
Brad.
I make love.
You make love. Sweet, sweet love. Sure he does. His girlfriend's
pregnant.
Well,
it was really nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. We'll talk later.
Yeah, yes.
Way to go, Brad. Way to bring up the heat factor.
That's, yeah.
And we, of course, have the beautiful Miss Kara.
Hello, Lott.
Kara Lott. That's right. In studio with us right now. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here, Kara Lott. Everybody, welcome. Now, we've been talking for the last half an hour about things I have no idea.
We don't know.
I don't know why. Don't know what we were talking about.
We're doing something else now.
I do know what we're doing now. We have a dirty dictionary.
Yes.
Now, this is a really good way to get to know you.
Yeah.
Before we do that, Ari, is there anything you'd like to promote before you run out the door?
Yeah, you might run after this one.
Oh, man. I guess just Google my name. Tons of shit will come up. Ari Manis.
Ari Manis.
Two N's and Manis. That's it.
Two N's and Manis. That's it.
What will come up? Yeah, what's the first thing that comes up when you...
My website, my social media,
I thought you were
going to
say your
gigs,
wiener. You wait, my
wiener. And, yeah.
Website.
And my big black wiener.
Have you ever Googled yourself and then looked at the images that come up and you go, what the... What
yeah,
is that?
All why sorts of weird people weird who stuff. I know who I don't know why their pictures.
Yeah, it's not even you.
Yeah,
somebody else. Yes, I've had that happen. I get mistaken for Gina Lynn and Amber Lynn all the time.
Oh, yeah. I could see that.
I've never fucked Eminem. And as far as
not yet.
Never will. No,
never
I don't
will.
Like guys that beat women.
Oh, fair enough.
I it's not my thing. I'm into like my man, like the big bad thing is I'll be riding him cowgirl. I'm on top and I'll put his hand up and I just rest my neck. I lean forward and rest into his palm. I'm not getting choked out. I'm not, you know, so I talk like I'm big and bad and really wild and crazy. And
she's a gentle lover like Brad Sex.
I'm like Brad.
Yeah.
I'm a lover.
Yeah. That's right.
No, actually, I'm a lover when I'm not being really an unlover. Stevie, I think we're vibrating over there. Anyway, so
Brad, do you want to promote anything, Brad, before you walk out,
before you leave us?
Can I give my Twitter, I guess?
You can give anything and everything you like.
My Twitter is at Brad Sachs, S-A-C-H-S.
S-A-C-H-S. Any shows coming up in the near future in the Los Angeles area that people, or anywhere? We're worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, I always, I do a show here with Ari every Sunday night at Hooters on Hollywood Boulevard. We do a comedy show there.
How long has that started? I love Hooters.
Oh, you got to come watch it. It's a load of fun.
I've never come on a Sunday.
We've been doing it for the past, seven, eight months?
Oh, at least. Maybe, no, longer. Maybe a year. Year and a half, maybe.
Fun.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys are like partners.
Oh, yeah. We do a lot together.
Yeah, yeah.
That is so fucking cool. And, you know, I've been to that Hooters. I love that Hooters never come out on a Sunday night. So every Sunday, we can come down and see both of you.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Brad Sachs, Ari Manis, every Sunday night, Hooters on
Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard.
You can get the wings.
That's right. It's right next to the Roosevelt Hotel.
I've gotten my Red Wings. I'm not really a fan.
No, I meant,
I know where that is.
I meant the wings at Hooters.
Oh, I'm sorry. You were right there with me. You were like, you know, you can
this
get your wings,
where
and I'm thinking.
The porn world and the normie world.
I already have mine, and I'm not a fan.
You see the porn world and the normal world? I'm like, you get the wings. You're like, I'm not a fan of the wings.
Can you explain what porn wings are?
Yeah. Red wings. It's not like you're normal and I'm not, first of all.
No. I meant regular. We're the regular world.
You're civilians.
Yes.
That's what I mean. But you know what, though? Comedians call you guys the normies.
Oh, please.
Thank you.
Yeah,
no one else does. Yeah,
and nobody calls comedians normies either. So we're the civilians, and we're calling you the normies.
That's so fucking funny. Okay, so what Red Wings are in the porn world, in any world, actually.
In any world.
In civilian world, in porn world, in normal world, in comedian world, Red Wings are when you go down on a girl that's on her period. And... I've done it. Not a fan. I've had it done to me. Not a fan.
I just want to say that there's a movie out called Lone Survivor. It was probably, it was with Mark Wahlberg. And by the way, it was based on Operation Red Wing, which I was like, that could be taken. It was a tragedy.
Sorry,
I
just
a lot of people
died.
It wasn't a fun movie. It was like everybody died over in Afghanistan. But I was like, what? A way to name an operation. Red Wing.
Red Wing.
Obviously nothing good's going
to
come out of
the opportunity to go on a girl.
You've never gone down on a girl, Kayla?
But you know what? When I'm on my period, I'm super horny. I love it when guys go down on me when I'm...
You do?
Yeah.
See, now I'm very uncomfortable. I haven't had a period in... Well, I had a hysterectomy years ago, so like a dozen years ago. So, but it's my favorite thing about being a girl today is that I don't have a period. I'm never cranky. I'm never bitchy. I never bleed. I don't.
Yeah, you're so lucky because I've been 15 years.
Yeah, no, I was very young when I had to go through it, and it was one of the biggest blessings ever. And the guys here are now very uncomfortable. So let's talk about something a little more comfortable than Red Wings.
I actually did that once. I went down on a girl, and she didn't tell me she had her period.
Surprise!
You fucking believe that?
What?
It was a one night stand.
Now,
God.
Do you think she knew or did
she knew.
It didn't just happen while you were down there.
Did
it
you
was
say,
I
oh.
I didn't know.
So you saw the string and did you think, oh, if I pull here, I can then have sex.
No.
I want to get eaten out.
The room was pitch dark. I just met this girl. The room was pitch dark.
Oh, my God.
After I went in the bathroom and turned the light on.
Oh, my God. That's awful, Brad.
Yeah. And you know the funny, you don't want to know the funny thing?
What college did you go to?
No, this was here in L.A. This was L.A.
What was the funny thing?
That was last night.
The funny thing is I went out with her like five more times after that. She was hot. She was so hot.
On the next date, you're like, you're paying for dinner for me.
But you know, you know a girl's hot when she's that nasty that she's just like, fuck you, just eat my fucking pussy right now. My cunt, go down, eat it. You know, and
then you go out with her again.
And again, and again. Yeah. Those, you know, the crazy girls are the best in bed. Mm-hmm. They really are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They just really are the best.
Don't, no, you can't get involved with them.
Excuse me. Who said that?
What? Don't get involved with them?
I'm coming up on 6 years. I've not had another cop.
You're crazy, but you're not that crazy. No, like crazy. Like shows up in the bushes.
What? What are you talking about?
You don't show up in the bushes. Outline of the show today?
Bushes. That's what I'm looking for. A girl to just show up.
Right? Don't go hide in bushes and stalk people. That's how stalkers do it. They hide in bushes.
You would know.
Have there been lots of girls hiding in bushes?
Not my area of expertise.
I haven't hidden in a bush in a long time.
Oh, my God. Oh, Ro Delagrassi sitting right next to me.
I know a lot of crazy girls. They will hide in some bushes.
I bet they will. All right. Get out the dirty dictionary. All right. We're going to go around the room. Now, you know both Ari and Zach.
I'm trying to know. Brad.
Who's Zach? Brad.
Zach. You can call me Zach.
Brad Zach.
Zach Morris.
Wait, what's your last name?
Sax.
That's what is it?
Like imagine, Fifth Avenue.
Imagine if your name was Zach Sachs. Like,
Zach Sachs.
That would be a great. That would be a great.
That's good. Brad Sachs is actually a really good one. Yeah, it's a good one. And I'm sorry that I fucked it up. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You're not even drinking today.
I know.
You should know. That's because you don't have your Jamesons.
Do you want to spank me?
Do you want to be spanked?
Very bad.
I didn't say
Brad Sachs. I've been very bad. I'm coming over.
Oh,
right now,
oh,
Ginger is inflicting her own punishment.
Don't hold back, Brad.
Just do it, Brad.
One more.
That's, Brad.
No, that's
yeah,
good.
No, yeah. Go.
For a lover, I got to tell you.
Nice.
Wow.
Now
he even sets it up with the.
One more, you got to even it out.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay. Whoa, Brad!
What? It was a clean.
This is a very.
Cool. And she, is that good?
Did you notice about what Ginger Lynn has in the front of her pants?
No, don't say that.
Oh, well, I already noticed it.
I noticed that.
And he was looking.
What was it?
It caught my eye.
You'll see it later.
It's
but
another segment.
Ari said it caught my eye.
We're not there yet, Ari.
I see Ari's. Ari's face was like,
"Did he
lock the door quick?"
I just want to say the first thing I noticed on Ginger was her pants.
All right.
I liked her pants.
Yes. Brad.
You liked her pants? They got sunflowers on them.
I knew it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Brad's very intimidated. He's going to leave right now.
Where did you get the nice one? It's really hard to find those good strap-on holders.
Oh, which one
are we getting? I have a good one at home. Makes you feel more powerful.
Yeah, I was like,
you need the leather. This is from...
We cut the label off. It's in the trash.
Yeah, I just cut it off, but I know the company. I'll blurt it out later when it doesn't mean anything to anyone. Who makes that right there? The cum bucket.
The cum bucket?
There's a cum bucket?
Can I see the cum bucket? That sounds interesting.
Makes you can go shopping here if you'd like. We've got a lot of products for you. I don't know what it is either, Brad.
What do you do with the cum bucket?
What is that?
That's a cum bucket?
This is a cum bucket.
It's a cum bucket.
I put it on and then
silly
you...
girl?
Yeah, what somebody puts it on. No, I don't put it on.
What?
So what?
I've never seen anything like it.
Is it
like
show
a bukkake type of
it's
thing?
What this is designed
this
for.
Like Darth Vader.
It's a bukkake mask. The girl would put the mask on, get down on her knees, and then the guys would jerk off into... There's a little cup. There's a little bucket that goes under your chin. And all of the cum goes into the bucket. The girl's not allowed to drink any until the bucket is full.
Oh,
oh wow.
And so
God, how can you resist yourself?
And what's the name of the company? Stevie, what company?
Pipe Dreams.
Pipe Dreams. And they also made my harness for my cock.
Now, there's enough girls that want to do this to where they needed to make a product for this. I get that some girls would want to do this, but there's so many that they needed to make a
in
whole product.
In all honesty, it's not designed for women. It's designed for men that want to be the cum bucket.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yes.
This is specifically for men?
It's...
Because there's a man on the cover.
80% of the people who buy it, if not 90%, are men.
Wow.
Four men.
Would you guys get one of these?
Not right
no.
now.
No.
No.
No. Not at the moment.
Ari, Brad. Okay. Either one of you.
Because I just left one under your seat for you to take home and try tonight.
I just want to let you know that there's a little tip that they do say applying Fantaflush Revive or talc to the skin inside of your new latex product makes it easier to put on. So in case you guys want to just take this home.
And we do have baby powder here if you need it.
If you want to put it on for your Instagram, maybe.
Well, the thing is, it's really... do you want to try it on?
No. No.
Has anyone else tried it
no
on?
No one has ever tried it on.
I'll try it on.
Whoa, Ari, really? Yeah.
Ari is the best.
Ari, that's awesome.
Brand new. It's never been tried on.
Oh, my God, this is going to be so good for you.
This doesn't mean I'm using it.
No. We don't think you're going to
use it. Does your strap-on squirt?
Oh, wow.
No, I wish it did.
Wait.
Let me get the baby powder. Do you want the powder or no?
No, baby.
Wait a second. Hold on. I just want to let you know, you look like a pornographic Darth Vader.
I want to take the headphones off.
A Batman. Like a sexy Batman or something. Or maybe just a... Whoa. That looks kind of like a cartoon character.
It's really
kind of
cool. You look like one of those Mexican wrestlers.
Can't see at all.
All right.
I don't think you should post it.
No, you're putting it on right.
Is it inside out?
I can't see at all.
I think it's supposed to be built that way so you can't see how many. Yeah,
you had it right.
Maybe you just don't want to have to see yourself in the mirror.
Try again.
This is a little
visibility.
Okay, Stevie, can you help?
Hold on, let me come around.
Wait, Ginger's going to help you.
It kind of looks like the GIMP from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Well, also, I just want to point out that this would be great to rob a bank in. Not that you should rob a bank, but if you robbed a bank in this, nobody would stop you.
Throw change in the slot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's not... I don't know.
There you go.
Are you not supposed to be able to see?
Yeah,
all right, can you see?
No, I can't see.
You don't want to see five guys jerking off.
I don't think you
want to
see.
I see shadows.
Do you see my fingers?
Can you breathe in that?
On your eyes.
Just the shadow of them.
Can
you breathe?
Yeah, I can breathe.
All right, I'm going to smile next to you. We're going to take a little photo.
All right, I think that's so you can't see.
No one will know it's you.
The look of disappointment in your parents' face.
That's funny. That's funny.
This is my Christmas card for next year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he's smiling.
You look like some sort of cum superhero. Oh my God,
Ari, you're the man!
Yeah, Ari,
absolutely incredible.
I don't see the appeal for this mask.
I don't see the appeal either.
If they're your sponsor, I mean, it's a great mask.
And I want to let
I don't see the appeal.
But I want to let you know that it's not shiny like the picture. It is not shiny.
They just sent me a case of things. I've got a rabbit. I've got a pig. I've got
a pig.
I've got a pig.
A pig.
You mean there's a rabbit and a pig?
I have a rabbit and a pig.
Oh, it's the
do you
the
need
ones,
either one of them? I can
the
go
ticklers.
Get them. No, one is a rabbit with it's pink with
the
looks like
bells
a rabbit,
and whistles.
And the other one looks like a pig.
Oh, it's an oinker.
And what do you do with them?
You wear them and then you have it. I have ponytails. I've got
stick in your butt.
Yeah, I've got that.
Brad, are you shocked?
Brad, are you okay?
Yeah. Are you all right?
Brad, you
want to
take it
into
this home?
This is a whole new world we've had.
Yeah, you guys, did you know about the things that you stick in your butt that's a tail?
Nah,
oh,
no.
They're fucking awesome. They're butt plugs. They're about 3 inches long, and they taper from the tip to the widest part, which is maybe an inch.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And then there's a skinny little bar, and then there's a flat thing on the end so that when you put it in, it doesn't fall out. Now, attached to that flat thing are different items. We had Stevie wearing a Barbie doll ponytail, about a 13 to 15 inch long blonde ponytail
coming
out of his ass.
I got it in there with Abilene.
What's Abilene?
Abilene
is the old stuff we used to use.
I will tell you that if you guys want... If we get the foxtail, we can make a whole new viral video, if you guys want. Just put it right up your butt, and we do...
Oh, okay, I know. Okay, yeah, I know what that is.
Would you like to touch it?
No. Okay.
What's Abilene?
Yeah, I know what that is.
We used to use it back in the 80s for lube. Now we have something different.
Oh, got it.
Kara, you know what it is. Basically, Abilene, if you have... Let me get back on the mic.
If you have a rash?
Abilene... There
no,
was a
for
day
makeup.
I made my first film in December of 1983. And Abilene is it's to wash your face with. It's to take your makeup off with.
It doesn't work great with condoms, though. It'll eat them right up.
We didn't use condoms back in the early
I know we
80s.
Didn't.
You know, it was such an early day.
Ari's like, can I get some of that so I could use that as a... Oh, sorry.
No, it's
no
actually...
condoms, I'm 2 minute, man.
I use it basically for anal. One of the things I like about it is it doesn't gunk up. It stays doing what you want it to do forever, and it doesn't get weird and funky. So I'm still old school.
You could put this in your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Squirt
now,
it in
my
your...
favorite lube, if I have to pick one, is definitely going to be gun oil. Mm-hmm. But Abilene is much more user-friendly when you're putting things in in a hole that are too big for the hole.
It's better than a stick of butter.
Which is pretty fucking good, Kara.
Less calories.
Pretty fucking good. All right, let's get back. We haven't even started our game. All right, we're going to go to Ari first. Ari. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now... You will be asked a question. If you get it right, you get to either tweak someone's nipples or twist their nipples or tweak their toes.
Okay.
A toe job.
Both.
So a toe job or a titty twist.
So there's no losing for me.
If you get it wrong, they do you.
Oh,
there's really no losing unless you've got like something about your feet or your nipples or whatever. But you do get to choose the person who will inflict the pleasure or the pain on you.
Great.
Awesome.
I'm
all
excited.
Right.
Pick me.
Kara's doing jumping jacks
she
over in the corner. She's so
bucket.
Ready for it.
Yeah. Oh, no, I want to inflict the pain.
You're listening to Blame It on Ginger with me, Ginger Lynn, and...
Ro Del Grazie.
And...
Stevie!
And...
Ari Manis.
And...
Brad Sachs.
And...
Kara Lott.
Boy, we've got a full house here today. Yeah. It's a naughty, nasty, wild bunch of people. Is this really weird for you guys? Is this like Brad for
yes.
you?
This yes. is.
Are you uncomfortable?
Yes. No. You know, but it's I'm not a grown man.
It's not his average day.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
He had red wings.
Yeah.
I did have
true.
Red wings.
Yeah.
I mean, look,
true.
I've been around
I'm
the block,
impressed.
But.
Yeah.
You know,
you just didn't stop at every house 4 or 5 times like I did.
I didn't break into every house, Ginger.
I was like, fuck it, the door's locked.
I didn't have every house fuck my ass. I didn't say that.
Not every house. Some of them were just in my mouth. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ginger. Jesus.
Wow. That hurts. Sometimes I just want one in my mouth. Is there something so wrong with that?
No.
Absolutely okay. Not. Good. All right. So, Stevie.
Yes.
No, Ro.
Yes.
Ask Ari a question.
No, he's got to pick. Oh, you pick who you inflicts pain. I just asked him a question.
You ask him the question.
Okay, so pick the term, and then he's got to guess what
term,
it is.
He's got to guess.
Okay.
This is hard.
Ooh.
He looks confident. Ari is sitting across me with his arms folded. Got that. I know what I'm doing. I can. Oh, yeah.
Okay. What is? How's this one? What do you think of this one? Yeah. You like
that? I like that one.
Okay. What is?
Ginger's got a
when you're doing this, what does it mean? The Fire Island.
What is the Fire Island?
It's when you're on a waterbed and a guy ejaculates all over your belly. I have no idea.
Like he's there in the waterbed. That was very 80s.
You know
with
what?
Tabasco.
With Tabasco.
With Tabasco, of course.
Happened to you.
Brad, thank you.
I didn't think
that. Fire Island. Wow. Brad, do you have a guess?
I would say when you sprinkle Tabasco on a woman's vagina and then insert yourself in her. And then pull out and shoot it all over her, and it's a Malaysian island, a lot of islands.
You are a sadistic fuck.
Where is the plane, Brad? Where is the plane?
With you?
You mentioned Malaysia. Where is the plane?
I have no idea. Where is
that
goddamn jet?
Germany, actually. Kara, what's your guess?
Fire Island. I don't know. He's one of us. I mean, I didn't even know what a MILF was.
Red Wings.
Back,
he must be one of us.
Back 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So Fire Island, just give it your best shot.
Is it sexual?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Is anything on my show not sexual? Carolot, I'm Ginger Lynn. Nice to meet you. I've known you 30 years. Hi.
Fire Island.
This is how I introduce myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. See? Wait, the camera can't see.
When Carolot asked about if Ginger Lynn, is this sexual? She's on Ginger Lynn's show.
Ouch!
Oh,
sorry.
I thought Stevie was supposed to do that, but I was going to have him bite my bunion.
Oh, whoa.
That's hot. And that's something that's never been licked, kissed, or bitten yet.
Oh. And I don't know why.
Oh, it's a beautiful bunion.
I bet it is.
It's very marketable.
I bet it could have its own Twitter page.
Let's see if we can make this happen here right now.
Right.
All right. So what's the correct answer?
The Fire Island. This consists of telling someone you're going to spunk on their face while they are asleep, only half jokingly, and then when they don't believe you doing it, just to prove that you're that demented.
All right.
That's what I was going
to say. Wait a minute.
I was sleeping?
I have a huge problem with this.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It does make sense. The name does not make sense. I get a Fire Island at least twice a week. My man, it's one, and he gets pissed at me because I wake up. He will be at, I'll be asleep. I'm all cozy and toasty in the bed. And I feel like the earthquake. And I always think it's an earthquake. And I wake up and I scream. And it's my man standing over me jerking off on my face.
I used to.
It happens at least once a week, not twice.
I've done that. I did.
It's fucking
did
hot.
Not on the face.
That's how she got pregnant.
I used to have a boyfriend that used to do that. I'd be dead asleep. And then I'd just feel this warm thing on my face. And he'd be kneeling over me jerking off on my face. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, it's so fucking hot.
I love it. I like to do it in the shower. I like to pee on my boyfriend and vice versa in the shower.
I pee on my boyfriend everywhere. That little thing there on the floor, that's my pee-pee pad. Well, I'll tell you more about that when we come back.
Okay, I just want to point out that the Fire Island should have something to do with gay men.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's right.
Right?
When two gay guys have sex outside of New York, right?
Well, not two gay guys. There's a bunch of gay guys. And they're in bushes, by the way.
Oh, which ones? Point them out to me.
Before we take a break, then, we've got a victim.
Oh, wow.
Ari Mattis is our victim. And who is your...
Punisher.
Accoster?
Well, she requested it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm a little scared at the same time.
No, but you got her. You got her. She's gentle.
No, Kara's great. Kara's great.
What am I supposed to do?
Okay, then I'll take a titty twister from
you. Need to
Kara.
From twist his titty.
Yeah, you don't worry. I'm really, I can do a really.
I don't trust you at all.
Are we doing it now? Are we doing it now or the break?
Right now. No, we're doing it right now.
All right, all right.
I'm going to give him a stiffy.
Go in and get
your. I don't have to, like. Pinch him hard. I don't have to pinch him hard.
Do whatever you want to do.
This is your game, baby.
No, I have this one thing I do that everybody loves. It's going to give him a witty watch.
You can follow.
I'm looking at his cock.
While Ari's getting his nipples tweaked, you could follow Ari on Twitter and Facebook. Look at this.
The whole shirt's coming off. It is coming off.
This is great.
No, she's just covering his face. All right.
They're innies.
Yes, innies. Ari is not supposed to be looking. Cover your face back up, baby.
I have to get him out so I can twist him.
We get to see it, but you don't. Carolot is taking both of her nails on both hands. Five nails and kind of clawing from the outside.
Look how they're sticking out now.
The nipples are getting harder. It's kind of a cat.
Are you going to talk about this at Hooters?
They were in these other outies.
Spread. The fingers are spread. They come together. They grab that nipple. They go back out. They come in. They tweak. Now the thumb.
Let's get him the mask. Okay. Let's get him the mask. Somebody hold the mask by him.
Turn it on. Ari, he's taking it like a man. He's peeking, but he's liking it. I'm looking at the chubbers bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You are the man.
And so I needed to
now
get
them
out. For the experience.
Audis. Wow. Carolot taking care of business.
Tweet that.
Really
that was amazing. That. If you want more, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. I'm Blame It on Ginger.
Ginger Lynn here again, still, always. For everything naughty, for everything nice, for all of your porn stars, plus Ginger and Spice, go to GingerLynnAuctions.com. Come play and take home a piece of Cassandra Cruz, Nikki Delano, maybe Penthouse Pet, Jenna Rose, Naomi Banks, Nina Hartley, Cindy Starfall, Mia Gold, Imani Rose, Elizabeth Starr, Aubrey Adams, Jodie Taylor, Jackie Joy, Erica Loren, Trinity Ray, Hyapatia Lee, Carolyn Fox, Annie Cruz, Savannah Ginger, Nikki Hunter, Christy Canyon, Tia Cyrus, Randy Wright, Brandy Aniston, Jocelyn James, Sabrina Deep, Hiki Dare, Misty Stone, Roxy Giselle, Amber Chase, Selma Sins, Little Skydiver Hope, Lucky Star, Sunshine Monroe, Kelly Nichols, Playboy Playmate Shauna Sand, Cassandra Cruz, Kirsten Price, Nikki Phoenix, and more are all available for you at GingerLynnAuctions.com. For a minute, but it never, ever, ever stops here on Blame It on Ginger. It is Wednesday, which means it's the crack. You're deep down and dirty in the crack right now with myself, Ginger Lynn. And
Rodel Gross.
And
Stevie.
And
Ari Manis.
And
Brad Sachs.
And
Carolot.
You've been exposing so much of yourself today that I things I never knew about you. I'm really getting to know you so much better. And there's things that I've never thought of doing with you that I'm gonna, I have my little reel in my head that I masturbate to. I'm really? Gonna think about your foot in my pussy. Maybe
my bunion.
Your bunion.
That sounds like a porn name. Bunion in the pussy.
Bunion in the bun.
Bunion in my ass.
Yeah,
bunion in the butt. Hey, if anybody wants to hire my bunion, you know, I mean, I don't think there's any bunion movies out there.
It would
fall under foot fetish.
Why is that?
That there's no, there should be.
I don't
bunions.
Know.
There's
I mean,
a fetish for everything, and no bunions.
There's a fetish for like dirty, stinky feet. But what about bunion feet? I'm not going to get this thing chopped off until I make some money on it.
I would save it. I think you've. Got
oh,
a
I am.
Money. I would insure your bunion if I were you.
I'm taking this bunion to
seriously.
The grave with me.
No, there's like guys who insure their penises, girls that have insured their breasts.
And butts.
Their asses. Yeah. Why not your bunion? Nobody else. I've never met anyone else ever in porn, and I've been around for 30 years that had a bunion. And you've got two that are fabulous.
They're awesome. And they're nice. I take better care of my feet and my bunion than I do my hands, actually.
Mm. And you have very nice hands, and your hands are perfectly manicured. No, you're
manicured, but these are working hands.
They're working hands. I'm very impressed. I've never seen bunions.
Well,
ever.
You'd have to see it without all the strap marks on it that the shoes are making on it. It's pretty.
Oh,
it's
no,
a pretty
I'm,
bunion.
I'm impressed. Brad.
It shows how many miles
have
I have on my feet.
Have you seen a bunion?
I have seen many. I haven't seen one that size.
It's impressive.
It really is.
It is very impressive.
You know, I was a runner before I tore my ACL, and this just shows how many miles I've put on my feet. I've been a runner all my life until I tore my ACL. But anyway, I'm not getting that thing taken off until I can make some money on that.
I don't know if I even would take it off.
I don't want to. Then you just have a really nasty, ugly scar.
You don't. Well, and I wouldn't mind a scar. I like character in somebody. Mm-hmm. But what I love about your bunions is it reminds me of like, it's almost like a sixth toe.
It is.
On
it's,
both feet.
Yeah, it's like.
You've got like an extra thumb toe.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of like thumb, cats with sick toes, you know?
It's an extra thumb toe. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Nobody knows. I have bunions.
If you got
now, they do.
They do now.
Everybody knows right now. Carolot has the most incredible, amazing bunions I have ever seen.
And my bunion is for hire.
And they are for both of them, or just
both
one?
Of them.
Both of them.
And where can we hire your bunions?
Gosh, just give me a call. Can I put out my phone number? It's the one
Why the fuck not?
Out all over the internet anyway.
Yeah.
It's 949-949-412-412-6776.
We can get you a sponsor. You know those finger toes shoes? You know, the we can get you one with
Oh, those are those are running minimalist running.
Yeah. Your bunion.
Yeah, but you know what? That's how I got this bunion. You need support to run. Even when you do it in the sand, because that's what causes the bunion is lack of support.
Ooh. See, you know what you need to do is take this to the next level. There has not been a porn star who is known for their bunions. It just has not happened yet.
Really?
No.
No, there's nothing like that out there. I'm thinking.
Well, here I am.
I'm just saying that it might be your
it's
new
time.
Niche.
It's time.
You know, you go through different phases in your career.
Everybody needs a niche.
And I think they're fucking hot.
I think they're hot. You know, I could just see, you know, like some gonzo, you know, hey, honey, you know, I've been out stripping all night long. Come rub my bunions for me. And then, you know.
I got a classic setup. You go to the foot doctor, and all of a sudden he's like, I got a cure for your bunion. And then.
Awesome.
There you go.
Oh, you give a bunion, rub down.
Oh, yeah. I love my bunion rubbed. It feels so good.
It's hard. You could give a really good foot job.
No, it actually feels good when it's kind of like rubbing your big toe. And your big toe joint,
I love that feeling.
Shivers up my neck. It actually makes me horny.
Maybe you're going to get lucky because the next question Ari is going to ask Brad. We're going to pass the list over.
Okay.
Ari.
What about play dates? I wanted to know about play dates.
Play dates.
Oh, Ari, look through and find your favorite one to give to Brad.
I get to pick. Okay.
You're going to pick. And now, Carolot does. Are you or did? Do you still do play dates?
I sure do.
You're my favorite girl ever.
What I do everything.
I know you do. That's why I love you so much. What is a play date?
Well, it depends on what you're exactly talking about. A play date is kind of like, well, elaborate a little bit.
Well, in my opinion, if I think of a play date, I think of getting together with someone that I like very much, having as much fun as we possibly can, and both of us leaving happy.
Absolutely.
That's what I think of as a play date.
Yes, absolutely. Mutually beneficial.
Everybody leaves happy.
Oh, yeah, everybody leaves happy, and they both get what they want, and they're both happy.
There's no
That's
dogs.
A play date.
It's like
no
giving
involved.
A gift. It's like Christmas, like every day. I love giving.
I want to sing a like Christmas song, but I can't think of one. I can't.
I mean, I hate all this talk about play date.
I love that you're singing Holy Night after we're talking about something that I think is consisting.
It's what came to mind. I think
I found
talking about bunions and butts, and then you're like, oh, Holy Night.
It's a variety show, Ro Delagrazzi. Hello.
Oh, there's variety.
Keep up with me. Come on. There's variety.
Stump fucking. I mean, why not bunion fucking?
No, I'm thinking you've got something here.
Glory Whole Night.
Glory Holy Night.
Let's make a video. Let's make a video.
Wait, we've got cameras. You know, my penis is starting to smell.
Oh, I can smell it.
Can you smell it? It's like got that rubbery
metal, that chemical smell.
Yeah, it's starting to smell like, yeah. Hmm. Anyway, let's move on.
Ari's ready.
I got it.
All right, Brad. Ari Mann is giving Brad Sachs the big question here. One of them is going to get their titties twisted or their toes tweaked by the other.
Are you nervous, right, Brad? I see.
By the other?
Actually, no, you get to pick.
You get to pick. But I would love if you picked Ari.
But I love the look on your face when I said that. It was classic.
Each other?
Oh, I was ready to take my pants down. No, I'm kidding.
It's your toes, Brad.
Oh, toes.
Your toes.
Toes or your tits.
Gotcha.
All right, Ari Mattis, what's the question for Brad Sachs?
All right, this is a two-part question. Ooh. You know what a chocolate pizza is, and have you ever had one?
Brad. Guess what it is and answer the question.
That's simple, Ari. A chocolate pizza is when you get Beyonce from behind somewhere in Manhattan.
keep going.
Okay. Do not blame this one on Ginger. Do not blame this one on Ginger. This is Brad Sachs.
Keep going.
Oh, no, that, okay. I'm sorry. That's called a New York slice. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
A chocolate pizza. Okay. That's fine. A chocolate pizza is when you are having sex with someone. I guess there's Hershey syrup involved.
Okay.
Parmesan or mozzarella cheese and some sort of dough. I have no idea. I've never done it.
No. You're going on the right track. Keep going.
I like it. Stevie, write that down. I want to splosh.
So what are you doing with the
chocolate pizza? Are you making
the chocolate pizza on the person? What's the stone? What's going on with the chocolate sauce, the mozzarella, and the pizza dough?
There's sex involved, so incorporate another person.
Yeah, okay. What's happening? Are you doing this in the bedroom? What's going on?
Chocolate pizza. I mean, I am absolutely stumped.
You've got it. You're so close.
I'm close.
I don't even know what the fuck it is, and I'm going, I want more. Come on,
it sounds delicious. Take the mozzarella out. Put something else instead.
A different cheese? Or?
No.
Cheese. Some people might consider it cheese if I'm on the right track.
You mean... Oh, no. Come, a man's stuff.
You can't say that on the show.
That's the only word you can't say.
Really? You're not allowed to say that?
We're not.
Sorry.
Brad, he was wearing a cum.
You can say bukkake.
You can't. Yeah, but you can't say.
You can't say that word.
That's a C word.
Why not?
Okay? Bad.
Are we okay?
Man.
Sorry, Ari. Jesus.
Can we say semen?
Are we on 4 seconds?
Oh, wait a second.
Say that?
Oh, Brad.
Can we really not?
You can't say cum in the air.
We can't say ejaculate.
Brad, if you're going to say it, there's the cough button right there.
Yeah, well, that
was. I just want to point out that Ari was wearing a cum bucket mask before. So. Wait, in our second hour, you can't say that word.
You're so cute, Brad. I got that was like the best ever. You can say whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, good. I should have brought Beyonce.
No, I love it. Brad goes, "How's the show going?" It's not thanks to you.
I totally ate that up. I thought it was true.
Jenny was it on. She said, "Shh,
86 come."
Okay, wait, Brad. Focus.
Yes.
Chocolate pizza. Focus. Come on.
It's like a
what is a chocolate pizza?
It's just like a regular pizza, Brad, but chocolatey.
Chocolate.
Okay, so is there shit involved?
Maybe. I don't know.
Is it when a African-American person is having sex with Roel Delagrazze? Because that's a chocolate.
How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry. What? I don't know.
He's my black boyfriend.
Black.
I just grabbed the inside of roast thighs.
There's a lot of
that's a chocolate pizza. And I want a bite. I want a slice. I want the whole fucking thing.
It's when you squirt Hershey syrup in the vagina, you go down, you eat it.
Like you did with the red wings. Yeah.
Like you were, it's a chocolate wing.
Yes. I like it.
I like
it. I'm with you.
And, is that a pizza?
Inside of her, put some cheese on it.
And then you eat it. You bring her to
orgasm.
Orgasm.
Yes. Orgasm.
Then you harden the penis and and then you ram the penis as hard as you can.
Well, you're a lover.
I forgot.
This is all those Second City years coming in.
That's true. And then you, sperm inside of her.
You shoot
your stuff.
Because you can't say cum, remember? It's like sperms.
Here's the thing. I'm a little scared because...
Have you ever done it?
Never done that. But I am scared that I got it wrong because...
You
actually shouldn't put chocolate syrup in the vajayjay because it's got sugar and then a yeast infection can happen.
Unless
that's just a little fact.
It helps the bread
Ginger
rise.
Ginger Lynn's pussy. I have the bionic pussy. You can put anything except for strawberries. That's a whole other show. So what is a chocolate pizza?
A chocolate pizza. Happily discovering hemorrhoids while eating a shitty brown eye.
Oh my God. You cannot say those words on this show.
I just had one too.
Oh my God.
I could have totally done that.
Happily discovering? That's unfortunately discovering.
It's not a chocolate pizza if you unfortunately discover.
If it's unfortunate, it is not a chocolate pizza.
Then it's just a regular pizza.
Oh, my God. What is that? The pepperoni? That's disgusting.
Happily.
Brad, you're so wrong.
Happily?
You were so, I loved your, I loved your
I would have
idea.
Rather taken yeah. Brad to I the chocolate sauce, chocolate not the shitty brown eye.
Over the other one God. Any day.
Sure.
Unfortunately, I'm not the judge discovered? Or the jury here. I just go by the rules and what's written on the piece of paper God. Here.
Sure.
So someone must either twist your nipples,
twist my nipples
or toe job. Your toe, or give you a toe job.
That's what's where you take your toe? Foot off you and somebody it's rubs just, your toe.
They give you
a toe job.
Oh, okay. Instead of a hand job.
Well, I was going to say with my mouth, I'll give him a toe job.
Oh, whoa.
Well, here's the thing. Look, it's been a long day. I'm real sweaty. I got a lot of sweat. And hair.
As long as you don't have
you have hairy toes.
No, 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 no. What
is we're talking about to do it?
Who are?
No. Brad gets to pick who does it to him, and he's. Right. I think he's chosen you.
I love to suck on toes.
Oh my God!
Oh, there you go.
Why don't you?
Okay.
I don't think she minds.
Are you sure?
I don't mind. I have some anti back wipe right here.
I've got a baby wipe.
Wow!
Should I take off my shoe?
Do it. Okay. I will put it on Instagram.
I have some antibacterial.
And then while she's sucking on your toes, I'm going to take that dildo
off my mouth cooties if you want.
I think you, Ari, you should take a dildo fungus, and right? smack his
feet. No, no, I have great feet.
Awesome. Let me see. I love feet and toes.
Brad's known for his feet in the comments.
You got to get, we got, oh, look at this. I love. Okay. Yeah, put that first, better. Wipe down with that, and then wipe down with the other. Whoa.
Oh,
he
does have pretty feet. Oh, my gosh. These are really hot feet. I don't have the nicest.
Wait a second. Don't take a picture yet.
Not yet. We got to do the rub down first.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like he's had a pedicure. Recently.
Oh.
Oh, look how soft his feet are.
Wow, Brad.
Brad, can you sit on your feet afterwards?
Wiping, cleaning.
You know what, Brad?
Yeah.
All the lint out of
if comedy doesn't work out, you should seriously consider foot modeling.
You have really nice feet.
Oh, nice.
Brad's hacks. Carolot is not much of an arch, kind of a flat. Oh, Kara's going in with her beautifully managed.
I can't believe... Kara, I cannot believe you like licking toes. Whoa, Brad. This
She's
is
going in.
This
We've
is
got
the most Brad.
Between the tips.
Brad,
between
is this,
big toe.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Brad is
big
enjoying
toe
this.
Is getting the full-on.
Wow. I think Ari's trying to get video of this so he can show it at Hooters. Hey, check out what.
Brad, now imagine that toe something else.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's actually pretty much to size, right, Brad? Is that to size?
Yes.
Kara is giving the best foot job, the best big toe sucking I've ever seen. Down.
No wonder
deep,
you're so popular.
Deep throating it.
My goodness.
Sucking it from the side, doing the
Brad,
corn
cobbing, are you okay?
Brad, do you have a boner?
Up and down.
Be honest.
Brad, no. He definitely does.
Tongue going around the top to the bottom, all the way around. Okay, now she's deep throating again.
Brad's going to follow Kara home.
That toe
hey, do you mind just grabbing my toe one more time?
All the way down.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Slow
and sexy.
They should have a toe sucking parlor.
You'll have to tell me when to stop because I love it.
Brad,
she said you're gonna have to say when to stop because she loves
Brad's
doing
sweating.
This. And she's this is the I've never seen a better
just made Brad's
foot
day.
Job in my life.
Yeah, that's
Brad. Are you about to come yet?
It's
no.
Fucking
well,
I am.
Are you feeling like you're about to?
My
to give
is
a,
getting.
I tell
oh my God.
That you can stop.
Brad is
like,
is
wow.
Getting
you didn't even know this existed.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
I need to get out more.
Yeah. All the piggies are now involved. The one
Brad's
that went to the
go,
store,
hey,
the one that
can
stayed
you let me
home,
know when I can
the
get
one
back
that
on
had.
The, yeah. This little piggy went to market.
This little piggy had roast beef. The little piggy that had none, and even the not to the wee piggy yet.
I've never seen Brad so happy before.
Brad, it's
I
really,
know, Brad, you have a big, beautiful smile
yeah.
on your
Thank
face.
Thank you so much. That was
amazing.
Carolot giving Brad Sacks one of the best toe job. Not
Kara,
one of
if you had
the best toe the job best. I've ever
if you
seen
had
in
a
my
pedicure
life.
Place, you'd have a line out the door.
You are a fucking
no, they
amazing
do that,
woman.
They do that in Orange County all along
what,
Beach
What, they lick
Boulevard.
Your toes?
They lick your toes?
I don't know what they do, but it's when they close down all the, I guess, the Vietnamese coffee shops
yeah.
where the girls run around in bikinis. All of a sudden, there was foot massage places, you know, where the guys flying
yeah.
signs.
Right.
I mean, every block, there was a guy flying sign for foot foot massage or reflexology.
It was that kind of stuff going on.
A foot massage really is. I'm going to start stopping into those places.
I don't know
places.
What they do.
I want to know.
She was about to ask you for a happy ending, and she was going to jerk the pinky toe.
Wow. Brad Sachs, you got the question wrong. You were punished. How do you feel about your toe sucking?
That was really incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah,
you look very relaxed.
Amazing.
I love toes. I mean, look at my feet. I mean, I've got short, stubby toes and a bunion, so pretty soft.
A very
feet
sexy bunion and very soft feet.
But you just like toes.
I do. I love toes and I love ears.
Oh yeah.
I love ears. I love.
Don't say it, Stevie. I'll punch you. I swear to fucking God.
Yeah, Ginger doesn't like her ears touched.
Really?
She hates it.
If you touch my ears,
yeah,
I will punch you. Don't even go there. You're my friend. I've loved you for years.
She does not like her ears.
Don't go there. No, I don't want to hear it.
No, I purr and
people.
But what's interesting, these don't bother you, though.
Headphones are fine. Yeah. Q-tips are fine. Anyone touching, licking, going near my earrings, iffy.
Oh, you don't wear earrings.
They're dangly.
They're iffy.
Do you not wear earrings?
Twice a year.
Oh.
Yeah. No, I have an ear phobia.
Yeah.
It would be a phobia.
Where do you think that came from?
I was never beaten in the ear with anything. I never had anything, nobody ever jerked off into my ear.
I don't know. I was never beaten in the ears.
you think that there would be something weird that happened with my ears. Yeah. Nothing's ever happened. I just don't want people fucking with them.
Fair enough.
Thought of it gives me chills and I want to hurt people.
Are they extremely sensitive?
Yes.
That's like my nipples. Yes. Yeah. My nipples and my clitoris is
very
sensitive.
Do you punch people if they go near them, though?
No, I don't punch them. I just tell them to take it easy.
I know somebody that hates feet. She hated feet.
Really?
I love feet. As long as they don't have green stuff. I remember I was in physical therapy and this one guy was missing a toe and I just kind of, he was wearing flip-flops, so I'm sure he didn't mind, but I looked down and I'm going, did you know you were missing a toe?
Do you think he did?
Oh, no, where is it?
It was sweet. It looked awesome.
I had it here a minute ago.
That's kind of, I kind of want to see that.
It was cool. It was really cool, except he had like fungus and I told him he had fungus. And
okay,
then he came back the next week. And it was all cleared up, and his feet looked awesome.
Let's go back to your incredible blowjob on the toes.
Yeah, let's go
right back there.
Let's go.
Brad, are you okay, Brad?
I think I need to smoke a cigarette.
I think we all do. We're going to take a smoke break here. I am Ginger Lynn with...
Rodel Grazie.
And...
Stevie!
And...
Ari Manis.
And...
Brad Sachs.
And...
Carola.
If you're getting caught doing anything you should not be doing... Blame it on Ro. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Ginger Lynn, and Friday is my high day. It's the last day of the week when I get to party with you all night long. You, me, and Ms. Radio Sapphire all together for a little bit of cookies and cream, a little bit of naughty and nice, a little bit of ginger and spice. We've got confessions, splashing. I bring in food. I sit in it. I put my pussy plop it right down inside that food, mush it around, let you know how it feels. We've got a party in my panties every Friday night. We've got the weekend wrap-up, Just the Tip, celebrity gossip, dirty movies, and more with myself, Ginger Lynn, and Ms. Radio Sapphire. Join us on Fridays for Cookies and Cream.
I've never seen anything like that before.
Like what?
When Kara went down on Brad's foot.
Toe.
It was very, yeah.
On his foot. It was extremely erotic. It was amazing to watch.
No, it really was like.
And you could tell that she loved the feeling
of your toe
in her mouth. And then your toes. And the way she slid her tongue in between the big toe and the second toe and then around the tip. She was giving. It was the best foot job I've ever seen.
I've never seen a foot job like that. Yeah.
Me too. I don't think any of us wanted it to end.
No, I really didn't. I was like, she can keep going.
It was amazing. It was unfucking believable. I don't even know where to go with this. So we're going to stop with the game that we are on. We're going to move on to something different because we have a segment that we call on the show. It is Ro the Penis Pro.
Yay.
Hey, give Ro a big hand. Yeah.
Thank you. The Penis Pro in the house.
Now, one, two, three. You've got
three penises.
Stevie's penis in the house. You've got Ari Manis's penis in the house. You've got
Brad
Sachs, S-A-C-H-S,
yes,
in the house.
So they're experts, too.
They are experts, and I have something for you.
And Ginger's got a penis on.
Ta-da!
Ginger's got a...
Okay, real dick.
Big old meat stick.
Oh, the camera. Okay, wait. Lift it up. There we go. Ah! She is hitting the... Ginger's a little dangerous with a penis on. She's a little...
If I had a dick, I would be dangerous.
She really would. I
would fuck everything. If I had a dick for...
Yeah, you would.
I would. I'm not the girl that... Like, I don't want a dick. I love my pussy. I love being a girl. I wear dresses 99% of the time. I'm a girly girl.
I've got to ask, why is it tilting down? Is that how it usually goes?
Yeah.
Well, they hang there. What do you think they do? Yeah. Do you not have one at home?
If
do you
it's know, really I hard do. Sometimes.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. No, but... you realize that all those Greek statues that we were saying an erect penis was frowned upon, those
My
statues
penis would
were
be...
growers, not showers.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
They were so tiny. They were like the size of my pinky.
Because they couldn't be erect. They'd
Maybe
be
they had a... Back then, men's penises were smaller.
That's true.
It
Maybe,
could
I don't
be.
Know. I'm Possibly. Just making... I don't know.
But Maybe the men were bigger, so their penises looked smaller.
That too. No, men were smaller.
Men were smaller.
Oh, men were smaller.
Oh, yeah. Men have gotten bigger?
Yeah, I don't know if their penis
Women
now,
were bigger.
Men have gotten
Women
bigger.
Were bigger, now they're trying to get smaller.
Yeah, I'm still trying. I'm going to be trying forever. I stopped smoking, and I'm going to try until I'm going to start smoking again, I think. No, I'm coming up on 2 years. Yay. Anyway, so it's time for Row the Penis Pro. This is a very special portion, very special segment of our show where Row the Penis Pro tells us about penises. Yes. Now, Row, today we have a segment about you have come up with something of that in the nature of what to do with the penis when it's erect.
Other than sex.
Other than fucking. What's it called? What's your segment called?
Oh, it's Top 10.
Stay with me here.
I was just thinking. It's Top 10 Things to Do with a Boner Other Than Sex.
Okay. So now.
I was thinking about what I said before.
Which. Oh, okay. Now I get it.
Yeah, I said that you could use it as a. What is there a term for it? If it's a pottery, you know that there's a pottery thing, and you put the pottery
on,
and then you spin the guy around. You're working
the
clay. You could use it as a ghost,
right?
But with a penis.
It would be clay.
So and you'd have to keep it hard without. You have to keep it hard
the whole
time.
Yeah, because then your pottery is going to collapse.
Right.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah. These are top 10 things to do.
Stevie, what comes to your mind things to do with a penis when it's hard other than have sex?
Take pictures of it.
Wait, is that really on your list or did you make that up?
I made that up.
Oh, okay. Because I want to demonstrate these things and I'm thinking, really? Is that. Come here, Ro.
Shut.
Here's my penis.
Okay. I believe
All
I
right.
have clay.
All right. Pretend.
Oh, I can. I can
oh, you
name
don't
one
have.
That
can you pass the lube down? No, you brought this up. All right.
Okay.
Can you give me your hand, bro?
Okay. Oh wait, can I
just
take off my ring?
Take your ring off, and I'm gonna put a little lube.
This is not clay, though.
No.
No.
No, but you can pretend. Now rub your hands together.
And somebody's got to sing that song, like.
Okay. I don't know, Stevie. You're the singer. Anybody can sing that?
Are they
that?
Crying in the scene? Yeah.
It's the ghost scene. Come on. Come on, Brad. Brad?
Yes.
What are we singing?
Do you know the song?
Sing the song.
From Ghost?
Sea of Love. Sea of Love. Isn't it Sea of Love?
I don't know the
words to it. I don't know that song.
My darling.
Yeah.
I hunger for
Oh, that one.
But she's doing it, and then
right.
this is a scene where...
This
is a scene where Patrick Swayze's already dead, and she's going, and then it collapses, and she's like...
keep going, keep going. I'm not done yet. Stevie, sing.
I don't know.
And then collapse.
For your touch.
Oh no.
I'm done. That was so good for me. Okay.
Oh
so wait a minute. It was top 10 things to do with it that weren't sexual.
That was kind of sexual.
I came.
You were doing, that was pottery. That was just pottery.
Pottery.
All right, but so we have pottery one, making.
Do we have a towel?
Yes.
Good luck. That is gun oil.
Where's all the towel?
This is gun oil?
That will not come off.
Here. I'd love a wet one. Thank you.
Carolot.
That's the first time you've touched my penis, Ro Della Grazie.
I know.
Thank you so much. It was amazing.
I love how I can take anything that's sexual, that starts so sexual, and then unsexualize it.
You can take as many as you want.
Thank you. I might have gun oil. What is this, really gun oil?
It is gun oil.
It
was developed. It was designed by someone in the military that was looking for something to jerk off with, was using actual gun oil, came back to the States, designed my favorite product of all. They don't sponsor me. They don't even fucking know my name. I love gun oil.
It's I thought they were shooting it when they used it to lube it.
The guy who designed it started with by using gun oil to jack off when he was in the military.
Hey.
Ah.
You do what you gotta do.
In the trenches.
So it's a big deal for me. All right, Ro, the penis pro, give us some things that you can do with your cock.
Okay, ready?
Other than sex when it's hard.
Okay,
and guys,
ready?
You both, Ari. Brad, both of you feel free to join in when your dick is hard.
Are you ready?
And participate. Okay.
Shadow puppetry.
That's a good one.
Nobody? Anybody? What? Anybody? All right.
More? You can take a mold of it.
Well, I'm trying to make a shadow somewhere. We're going to make a shadow.
on the wall. Need a penis.
And then you could even decorate it. Right, so you could put little ornaments on it to make the puppetry better.
Do it on Kara's boob. Make a shadow on Kara's breast.
There we go. You know what?
Okay, so Ginger coming in. Ginger's over here.
Okay.
With her massively huge cock.
Wait, maybe you should we keep that on?
Where's the shadow?
That is a magnum.
I'm going to make a shadow somewhere. There's one. You I have see a shadow. That shadow? Okay,
what's the storyline, though? What's the storyline?
The storyline is
the shadow of my cock.
It's the shadow of Ginger's. Cock.
Wait, you can also combine it with number 9, which is act out bad pornos. Like the pizza guy shows up.
You are so fucking
hot. You order cheese, but I thought you'd like an extra large.
She is fucking. Oh, yeah. She is.
No. Yeah. But wait. You gotta give the line.
Take it. Put your mouth on it.
Ginger, you forgot the line. You ordered cheese, but I thought you'd like an extra large sausage.
Wait a minute. Let me try it again.
Okay. You're the pizza man.
You ordered cheese.
Wait.
I really thought you'd like an extra large fucking sausage.
I thought.
I sound like Sam Kinison.
I was just gonna say that's Sam Kinison having an orgasm.
What happened? I'm so sorry.
But here's the thing.
That was amazing.
No. You weren't supposed yet to wait till she said yes. I'd like an extra large.
Wait, I don't think it's on camera.
Is that a condom on the penis?
You know, yes.
This is what I do.
We practice safe sex here, bro.
Yeah, good. I have condoms for this one. Actually, somehow got like some red spots on it. It looks like.
Do you want a condom?
No, because I'm going to do it on myself.
What do you
do?
Oh, wait.
Check this
what
out.
Is that?
This is great.
Okay, Carolot pulling out all the.
What happened?
Okay, it kind of looks like it's got like some kind of disease, but it's just lipstick.
It's very pretty. It doesn't look diseased. It looks like a speckled. I've seen dicks that
look
looks
like a
like
diseased
that.
Dildo.
Okay, this is what you do with
trying
it.
Trying to make it sexy.
It's where's radio. The camera?
It's a beautiful, beautiful cock with some pink spots on it that looks like. And it's.
Wait.
Suction cup bottom.
Stuck to the table. Lick it. Yep. Not that I would know or that I've done that before.
I was
going to
say.
This is what you did.
All right, Carolot, taking that cup.
Okay. This is called French.
This is called French. She's got Paris taking both.
Oh, it's not working.
I'll hold it.
Hold it.
All right, so, Brad, will you hold it?
Brad.
Yeah.
It works better on glass.
Two hands. Like wrap your hand around
the refrigerator.
Wrap your hand around the base.
How do you put it on the refrigerator? And then.
You stick it to the refrigerator and then you back
up on it.
Kara's mic. Can you move Kara's mic?
If you hold on.
Okay.
You hold the cock, Brad.
Okay.
Just grab
Stevie,
it.
Can you
Brad,
move Kara's mic?
Brad, okay. Pretend like it's
perfect.
Mine.
It needs
there
to be bigger.
There
That's
you go.
Kind of tiny.
All right.
One. I can't tell what's going on.
All right. Brad is now taking the base of the cock. He's not touching the actual balls.
Brad, I bet you did not think you'd be doing this when you woke up this morning.
He's holding the base
of the cock.
I like
Carolot has
Brad, I imagine that that's your face when you're actually holding your own dick.
Kara has wrapped both of
And I just want to point out that he would also be looking away, too, if this was his own dick.
Kara's beautiful, beautiful titties are wrapped around that cock.
It doesn't Brad, like to stick to wood.
Brad, you need two hands to hold it down.
Hey, no pun intended.
Is it okay?
Nope.
You got
Anybody?
It?
No.
No. No, with what?
She said it doesn't like to stick to wood. I said, no pun intended.
I like French.
This is called Figure French. So. And French is basically titty fucking, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you've got the dick attached to something.
A you person. Guys?
Other than a man. Oh, it can be attached to a man.
Of course. You can do it either.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought Frenching was like when you were using a tool or toy or something extra. So Frenching is basically
titty fucking. Yeah. And the guy can either kneel over you when you're laying on your back and do it like he's fucking you.
Yeah, but this is
Or you can kneel over him and do it while he's laying on his back.
Wait a second. The thing is.
I like Kara's version.
We're not supposed to be doing anything sexual with the
boner. This is not sexual.
We're not.
Kara is giving a cock massage.
It's not a real cock.
It's not a real cock, and it's French, so it's okay.
That is actually made out of vitamins, so she's actually absorbing the vitamins from that
Now, wait. Something is going into her mouth. Carolot taking on the cock attached to the desk. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Deep throating about, wow. Yeah, I don't know how, a good 8 inches.
Small. I can take that whole thing.
She went. She's got an 8-incher that she just took, and now she's got another that's now about that 12.
That explains the lipstick. Wow. Yeah, I've never seen.
I want a play date.
I'm going to tell you that if that was me, it would stop right at the tip.
Oh my God! Okay, now
is
she's
that the
putting
trick?
What's in your mouth?
Lube. That is lube.
Is that edible?
Carolot tilting her head back. Dropping lube.
Yeah, it's AstroGlide. Do you realize I was the original spokesmodel for AstroGlide?
No.
Wow. Yeah. Brett's breaking out in a sweat. He can't handle this. Yeah. Are you okay?
I'm, you know.
Are you able to handle
yeah,
this?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Because I've never seen this before.
Me neither.
I haven't either.
I've been around.
I'm very engaged.
All right,
I'm very engaged.
Taking the lube, pouring it onto the tip of the cock. It's dripping down.
And I haven't done this in a while.
She's I might not be that dedicated. Okay, I just realized I'm not that dedicated to it.
Watch. Oh, my God.
My God, I feel
hair a lot.
Oh, my.
Neck back.
Oh my God.
It's like sword swallow. Oh, my. You can see it go down her neck.
She should swallow swords.
Oh, my God. The entire 12-inch, whatever, huge, giant penis. All the way down, Carolot's the back
this
of her throat.
Like
you can watch it. It is a sword swallowing cock down Carolot's throat.
That is impressive.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa.
We should bring her down to.
That's what a pro is.
That's,
you know?
There's
amateurs and then there's pros.
Oh,
and that's a pro.
God.
I am an amateur.
Oh, Kara, right. You know what? I'm going to come down and do something.
Brad's got sweat in his eyes.
Holy.
Brad, you're
okay. Bravo. Oh, she's just bowing down.
Do you know that we can make you a lot of money on betting.
When I imagine moving to Hollywood, this is exactly what I imagine.
Can you do two of them?
All right. Okay. I'm glad that...
Can you swallow
both of them? You are the enabler at the party. Will you stop...
Carolot has both cocks in her mouth.
You are the enabler at the party.
Time.
You know, when the party was going right, just about right, Stevie just added on the challenge that calls the cops.
To the next.
That's what Stevie is.
It's not a party till somebody calls the cops.
Oh, yeah.
There's fresh tissue. Wait, we have fresh? Okay. All right. I don't even know where to go from there. I was just talking about things to do with your dick when it was hard other than fuck. And now I'm just.
You know, there's a show down on Venice. They would take you. I mean, he swallows swords, but that's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks harder.
That does.
Very impressive. Did you have to, how did you learn how to suck cock and take something so deep into your throat like you just did?
I learned.
If you're giving advice.
A very long time ago, but I'll say 18.
I love that.
You know what? There's actual physics to it. In order to get it all the way down, it depends on the curve. Like, say, a banana, the best way to do it is do it on a guy in 69 position because then it curves that way. Unless he curves one way or the other, then you got to maneuver your body. So,
but if it's the normally curved penis, which goes slightly towards
his belly.
Yeah,
the normally curved penis. Yeah, towards his belly.
Towards his belly.
Yeah, that's the trick to getting it all the way down.
And
I can get, depending on the size of the cock, I can get the balls in there, too.
Oh, my God.
What about when they're too thick, when they're really fat?
Look at those beautiful lips.
I can't get it down my throat if they're too fat.
Okay.
But you've got big, beautiful, full lips. I bet you can take... What's the circumference of the biggest cock you've been able to deep throat?
I never took those big
Coca-Cola bottle this big? Could you do this?
I couldn't even get that in my pussy, no.
What about Red Bull, small?
A Red Bull? In my mouth, it's too straight.
I'm thinking of circumference now.
Yeah, about the size
okay,
of a Red Bull.
So
that's about as far
that's
as
about,
I would.
It's about probably 4 inches all the way around.
about big around as my ankle.
Wow.
As your ankle?
You couldn't do my ankle. My ankle's a cankle.
Yeah, my ankle's pretty slender.
I have a very thick ankle.
I have a very small friend.
No, I don't.
But one of my exes had a cock as big around as my ankle, and believe it or not, I took it up the ass.
Ow.
Amazing.
We were having a real fuck fest that night.
You took it out. Now,
I want to say that
spit both And then go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Brad and Ari are now going to have any girl that they're with watch Kara's videos from now on. Like, hey, before we get intimate.
Watch? Some of them are really old, and then there's the mature ones. So I don't know if they're into...
I'm going to go home and watch the classics.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Actually, Hot Blooded got voted or nominated best classic back in the 2007 AVN. Hot Blooded?
Look that one up, Ari.
That had Pat Manning.
Hot Blooded.
Pat Manning was in it. Yeah, Hot Blooded was nominated at one of the AVNs.
I think Brad is fascinated with you.
I am. I think I am too.
I'm listening.
She's an amazing woman.
Yeah. I can't believe that you were.
I've seen girls take. I mean, I could probably do this too.
Whoa!
What do you got in there?
Pulling out a double
dong.
Perfect size for me. This is as big as I want a cock.
Because okay.
Like the whole thing when you unwrap
the length is long
or the width.
The width.
Oh, okay. I was going to say the length.
That's like
a sausage in an Italian deli. I mean, that's
really. That looks like a kielbasa or something.
Yeah, it does look like a kielbasa. Yeah.
But the actual, is this your favorite size cock? Now, Carolot pulling out a double dong, a double headed dong that's, I'm going to guess, 15,
it looks like an inch
20 inches long.
I don't know, but I saw a girl on a YouTube video take the whole thing down.
No.
The only reason I can't take this one down is because it gets thicker at the end, of course, and it has a stop here.
You've got actually this is there's a handle. It's like a sword.
Yeah, it's like a sword. It's actually sold to men. It's called the thruster, boy toy thruster. But I can't get them anymore. I don't because they're made out of that rubber.
They don't make it anymore.
They do make them, but I in the UK you can get them, but
it disintegrates in the butt.
Well, no, I used to get a new one at each time and then sign it and sell them at the Erotic LA when I had a booth there.
Right,
but I can't get them anymore. So
that sucks.
Oh, and I have the.
Well, what are you going to do?
Carolot
in studio with us. We also have.
What is that? Darth
Brad
Vader's
Sachs.
Dick?
We have.
No, I found
Ari Manis.
We have
Stevie.
We have
Ro Delagrazzi.
And me, Ginger Lynn. You're listening to Blame It on Ginger. Carolot is bringing out her assortment.
That
of,
is Darth
of
Vader's
dildos.
Dick.
This is the interracial version.
Oh,
it's silver.
Well, no, it's blackish silver. It's kind of pearly.
You're right. That's what Chris looks like.
Have you ever fucked a black man? It looks nothing like that. Nothing.
Not even when he's ashy.
Fantastic Four.
See, there you go.
It's a superhero's dick. Yeah. That is. Now, it's a Transformers dick.
Now I want to do it. Oh, it's a super.
This one isn't normal. This one has a different curve to it.
Also because it's silver.
See, there's the meat.
That's not what you want to take home from the Olympics.
Yeah,
you want the gold.
This one curves to the left, so I would have to take it that way. See, so if your guy curves to the left or right or whatever, you want to kind of position.
There's a lot of math involved in this.
There is. I'm terrible at math.
I hate math. How do you?
And it's such a slight curve, you wouldn't think it'd matter, but it does.
It does matter. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to get your guy's cock all the way down and do the deep throat, do 69
with the girl on the top or on the bottom.
Girl on the top.
And
also, you want to kind of gag yourself a little bit so you can get some slimy spit going.
Oh my god!
I mean, you don't want to throw up on him.
No, and it's
you got to watch because then when it turns into throw up, it's not
just
sexy.
Don't eat a large meal before you.
Oh, you should.
I have the best secret ever.
No.
My secret for cock sucking.
No chocolate pizza. That's for sure.
And this is the silliest thing you will ever hear. And I don't know if I could take this. This one's really, really thick. But what you do, if your girlfriend says, you know, I have a gag reflex, I can't do it,
listen up, you guys.
The simplest thing to do, and I use this all the time, and I can deep throat my man has the perfect size cock. It's about 7 inches long. It's not that thick as your thing there. It's perfect. I can take it in my mouth, my ass, and my pussy. That's the perfect
cock. At the same time.
I'm an amazing woman. But what I do is I take my hand, I put my palm out, I put my thumb in the middle, and I make a fist with my thumb in the middle. And as silly as that sounds, try it, guys, when you're brushing your teeth, brush your tongue. You know that point where you're going to gag and throw up? Put your thumb in your palm, curl your fingers around it. You will not gag anymore. You will not throw up. It's the best cock-sucking trick that I've ever learned. And no matter what, if I'm, and because I like to take it all the way deep back where all the slobber and the drool and the
You have to get that really, you know what else?
Slippery and slimy.
You know what else that helps with?
I don't want to throw up.
No, just don't eat. Well, the only time, I've only thrown up once on somebody, but they didn't know it. It's because
They were unconscious.
They just missed it? How did they not know?
Well, because I was, I had just eaten a burrito. And I was, of course, you're tilted when you're up on top of them and you're tilted that way.
Yeah.
And then I was doing the deep throat on him like too many times. And it just came up, but I just followed it.
Yeah, he never knows. Well, you know what? We've all done that. Don't go. Ooh, you've done it too. Ro.
I've never gotten that far down.
Yes, you have. Every girl has.
I'm not that big of a champ.
Have you ever?
I can get them down there pretty deep. But if they're fat, I can't. That it makes me stop breathing. Like I'll get off it, and I can't inhale.
It takes a second for me to inhale. Yeah, it does.
It freaks me out.
It blocks your airway.
It blocks my airway.
Hold your trachea.
I can't breathe when there's one of those things down my throat, and it freaks.
One of what things?
Any dick. If it gets down past the airway, it'll block off your airway. Yes, you can literally asphyxiate.
But I mean, when I come dick, off
if
of
somebody
it.
Forces it.
But you really have to know when it's pretty easy to know when you can't breathe anymore. When I stop breathing, I pull it out. I'm old fashioned. I can't breathe. I take it out of my mouth.
When I take it out, sometimes I can't inhale because something weird's happened.
Oh, you're probably in a van. Is constricted.
Some of it all these medical terms. I've had things pop if I've shoved it in. If it's too thick and I've forced it down my throat. I'll actually hear something like rip in there, like kind of pop, and it kind of hurts.
Well, you can do Ginger's trick with the thumb.
And I swear, guys, try this at home. Tell your girlfriends. Girls that can't take your cock down their throat, thumb in the middle, make a fist.
Tracy's going to love it. Try it.
Explain that to me again.
Okay. Take your hand, put your five fingers out. Fold your thumb in, okay? Fold your fingers over. You're making a fist with your thumb inside. It's that simple.
Not only does this help with the gag reflex, but you can also chop onions without crying.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we used to...
Just kidding. No, I'm lying.
When I was in the dental
field... Really? That is so fucking cool. I'm going to go home, blow my man, and chop onions and make him chili at the same time.
And you can't say come on the show.
That's kind of like
I'm so fired. Brad.
Watch your language there.
Hey, Brad, can you do me a favor? Can you tell Tracy this whole trick and see what her response to it is?
Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
I'm sure she is.
Who's Tracy?
It's Beyonce.
I'm going to guess
you have a Beyonce?
And she's having a baby.
Oh. Hey, yeah. I never touched him.
You were never touched. Your penis was not out.
No.
You never touched another part of it. It was your foot.
Does that count?
No.
It's your toe.
No, it's a perfectly harmless.
You could have gotten that on Ventura Boulevard.
Yeah.
I have.
This is. Can you give me the address when we're done? Actually, I want Carolot's phone number. What's your phone number again?
It's 949-412-6776.
Ari's going to be texting you for
a foot job. She must get a lot of...
Yeah.
You're so fucking sexy, so hot. I want to thank you so very much for coming on today. You're always a joy to be around, and I appreciate it. I know you drive a long way to be up here. You look fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're just one of my favorite ladies ever. You're always so full of energy and life and joy. And fun, and I absolutely adore you, and I want you to know that, and I thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Do you have a Twitter account?
It's, it's Twitter/@Carolot.
At Carolot, CARALOTT.
Correct.
Brad Sachs, BRADSACHS.
Yes.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
That's it. At Brad Sachs.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. I hope you had a really good time.
this was eye opening. Or eye shutting.
I like everybody to leave going, I took something away from that show.
Yeah.
I feel like I've grown in some way or another.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. This was amazing.
You're very welcome. It was our pleasure. Ari Manis, thank you so much for coming on. Where can we find you?
Same thing, Ari Manis, at Ari Manis, A-R-I-M-A-N-N-I-S. Thanks a lot for having me.
And we can see both of you together every Sunday night.
Yes.
At Hooters on Sunset.
Oh, Hollywood Boulevard.
On Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood. That makes so much more sense. On Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood.
You can get the Red Wing special.
The Red Wing special.
Yeah. 8 o'clock.
Tell them Ginger sent you. All right. Stevie, you can follow Stevie on Twitter. He is Skip Happy Snap. You can follow Ro Delagrazie. That's R-O-D-E-L-L-A-G-R-A-Z-I-E.
Actually, D-E-L-L-E-G-R-A-Z-I-E.
I was close. Does it really matter?
Doesn't matter.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you very much. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't go anywhere. Thanks for listening to The Crack.
Bye. I want you now.